You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? Welcome to a brand new week. We're into December, well and truly, aren't we? It is the 4th of December, and it is Monday. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial. Great to be with you this Monday morning. Hope you all had a great weekend. I did. I remember most of it as well, which is always rather nice. Let's take a look, shall we, and see who is born or has been born or was born on this day, the 4th of December, going back to the year 1892. This is Francisco Franco, Spanish general and head of state of Spain from October of 1936 and de facto regent of the nominally restored Kingdom of Spain. That's from 1947 until his death in November of 1975.
Good morning, world.
Hello. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Baby, the sight to see you fade away.
there we go. What a great way to start off a day. If you can start off a day, it's a great day anyway, isn't it, really? We're all happy to be here and still breathing. There we are, Blow Monkeys and Digging Your Scene. And they came out of London, the Blow Monkeys. And this was their second studio album called Animal Magic. The single was released in February of 1986 as the second one from the parent record. It was written by lead singer Dr. Robert Howard. And while Howard, Peter Wilson and Adam Mosley produced it as well. And did quite nicely for them. And the song. It discusses the hatred and disgust that is associated with individuals who have HIV and AIDS. Several media professionals felt the song's subject matter would be the subject of criticism. It did nicely anyway. Bare naked. Ladies.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days at the living room. I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you've forgiven me. But it'll still be today till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch the hood wink. Does it make you stop think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot shits. I like the sushi cause it's amethyst and frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes. I'm all about value. For campers got the mad hits. If you try to match wits, if you try to hold me but a bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake. I like a sink and ache and shake. I like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go. Cause it's so dangerous. Your life is not a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean. Well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your up in the air and took you crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the reference on both my knees. Been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I won't be too soon. Yesterday, you've forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man can listen. While my Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like singing damn trick, like stickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny dungeons on my arms. I'm always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause like cartoonists got the boom anime babes to make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, but you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your eyes to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room. We realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
There we go, they can go off and get dressed now, bare naked ladies, and 1 week. If you are keeping on the timer, 11 minutes almost exactly, that's after the hour of 7 o'clock on this Monday morning.
There's something shifting in the air. If I'm not mistaken, dust is clearing everywhere. Memories awaken, my feet.
Indeed, she is. She goes solo, is, believe it or not, Celine Dion there. And that's Flying on My Own. And it was recorded for her 12th English language studio album. And that was called Courage, released back in 2019. It is an EDM and dance pop track with elements of pop, adult, contemporary and electronic music. And if you're wondering what EDM is, because they keep putting these things in with just letters, don't they? Electronic dance music, which I guess was quite a nice change for Celine Dion. Great track. Now, time on The Breakfast Show. I think it's around about time to get you in the shower. We're about 15 seconds away from the top of the hour here this morning on The Breakfast Show. So if you're ready, let's get in. Oh, there we go. That's it. Turn on the water. And anyway, this will get you all spruced up and smelling nice for this you're going to be going on this Monday morning. Oh, yes, indeed. Aretha Franklin, God bless, no longer with us. And Freeway of Love. Ready to get out? Let me go. Feel better after that? Good morning to Ingrid. Told Ingrid what we're going to do this morning because we shut down early on Friday. Sorry about that, but it paid off. Are we cool this morning? Oh, Yasmin and I are cooler than ever. Yes. Over the weekend we managed to get, we'll say some thanks to people who helped do this, but we got the a new air conditioner in on Saturday morning. So big thanks to everybody there that helped us out. Come back to that a little bit later. But Ingrid was saying, got your AC back all right? Absolutely. And I've noticed the difference because the equipment was getting a little bit overheated on Friday, and sort of cooling it all down and back to normal. It sounds brilliant. Can't make me sound any worse, but I tell you what, you're still in a dancing mood? Why not? We had a great time on Saturday night, the British Ball. So let's have a two in a row, shall we?
Drop a solo tip, something for the honeys in the crowd. Let me hear it. so I can turn the party down till tomorrow afternoon. Cause when I grips my steel, no one leaves the room. So tell me, can you feel the mask girls coming with the fever, fever, fever?
That last one comes from Entrance and featuring Ricardo De Forza, and that was their version of Staying Alive. That's my taxi song, by the way. What do you mean by taxi song? Well, it's simple. I put the volume really high in the car and I open the windows so everybody can enjoy it. And before that, it was the Bee Gees and Night of Fever. And that, guess what? That's bringing us down towards the bottom of the hour. We're just coming down to 29 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500.000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Tonight's gonna be a good night. I feel it. that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be
Saturday night, and was absolutely correct. We had a great time. Yeah, that was a British ball. Met lots of wonderful people that came up and said hello, and we chatted to some I hadn't seen for some time. Andrew Mullen, good morning to you, Andrew, if you're listening. And Andrew just finished his sort of tint, I think it's the head of the British Chamber of Commerce. So anyway, thank you for your service, I guess we'll say. Also, a very good morning to Michael and Joyce Garvey. Chatted with them on Saturday night, and wonderful to meet them. And the first thing, Michael took me over to meet Joyce. The first thing she said to me, did you get your air conditioning fixed? Yes, we did. We're sitting here nice and cool and relaxed, which is nice. Yvonne, good morning to you. And also a very good morning to Captain John Elliot Carlson. Good morning to you, if you're listening this morning. And your good lady, your wife. Sorry, I forgot to write down her name. And when you get to my age, to write things down is very important. And I was, what did cause a little bit of a sensation, I was wearing a somewhat unusual piece of neckwear instead of a bow tie. we've got quite a few comments. Where did you get that? And so love your time. Great time was had by all. So love you to meet everybody. This is the Little Milton. We're going to have a little bit of 1980s soul, I think.
We may not have a cent to pay the rent, but we're going to make it. I know we will. We may have to eat beans every day, but we're going to make it. I know we will. And if a job is hard to find, and we have to stand in the welfare line, I've got your love and you know you got mine. So we're gonna make it, I know we will. We may not have a home to call our own, but we're gonna make it, I know we will. We may have to fight hardships alone, but we're gonna make it, I know we will. Work togetherness brings peace of mind. We can't stay down all the time. I've got your love and you know you've got mine. So we're gonna make it, I know we will. Our car may be old, our room's cold, but we're gonna make it, I know we will. We may not can spare a road to crumb, but we're gonna make it, I know we will. And if I have to carry around a sign saying, get the deaf, the dumb, and the blind, I've got your love and you know you've got mine. I know we will. We're gonna make it.
We're gonna make it.
Go, Little Milton, and I know a Little Milton, and we're going to make it. And the time now, we're 12 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Now, I tell you what, I want to say a very big thank you. As always, this is Donna's 20th year. She's been arranging this since the beginning, and Andrea joined not long after that. That's Donna and Andrea who organised the ball for Saturday. And we had a great time. And I'm thinking, let me see if I could find a couple of pieces of music, one for each of you. And I actually did. So here's a couple of tracks, two in a row, for Andrea, the first one, and for Donna.
Sat out all night, I was down to
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Donna started off with a long call woman in a black dress, which was Andrea, of course, and the lady in red, which was Donna. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 4.5 minutes before 8 o'clock, top of the hour, and we're going to take a look at some of the local news stories for this morning. You might want to try and find some happy pills somewhere. And I tell you what, I've got a great track here. When I was rummaging through my records yesterday and thinking what to play, and I hadn't come across this one for a long time. It's from the band Yes, and it's called Wondrous Stories.
Drifting, I turned on extreme bound for my forgiver. In the evening, all my eyes to see your face.
And there we go, yes. Wondrous Stories from the English progressive rock band, Yes. And that was released in September of 1977. The band themselves formed in 1968. It was the first single off of their 8th studio album, which was Going for the One, and was written by their lead vocalist, John Anderson, who gained inspiration for the song one morning during his stay in Montreux in Switzerland, where the band recorded the album. The song reached number 7 for them on the UK singles chart and remains the band's highest charting single in the UK. Right, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break, and then it's news time.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Bring it.
there's another good dance track that's going to go on the New Year's playlist. Pete Tong and Sing It Back featuring Becky Hill there. Another thing I was doing yesterday while getting some music together, I was looking up some mashups. Now, what we mean by mashup is basically where they'll take two songs and put them together, which in some of them are incredibly clever. Well, they're supposed to be, aren't they, really? Anyway, here's one I came across. Here's a little bit of a surprise for you. Rolling with the Tiger. Of course, it is Survivor, Naya the Tiger. And Rolling in the Deep, Adele there. Yes, it's Rolling with the Tiger, Survivor versus Adele. Some great tracks like that. There are going to be quite a few of those, I think, in my that New Year's playlist. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 23 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's programme. Now, of course, we did have to shut down around about this time, a little bit earlier than this last Friday, due to the fact that we'd been running the studio for, well, it was into its third day with no air conditioning. And I was getting a little bit concerned about the equipment getting overheated, and I've noticed there was a few things happening which I was a bit concerned about, so we shut down. So what did we miss on Friday? Come on, think. At around about this time on Friday, what do we normally have? We have our Freaky Fun Facts with Ingrid. And she'd already prepared those for us on Friday, and I said, don't worry, your marvellous efforts will not be wasted, because we're going to play them on Monday. So here's your Monday's Friday's Freaky Fun Facts from Ingrid.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? The attitude has returned today. You have Ingrid, your intrepid reporter, back. And it is, guess what? Friday. It's freaky. It is Freaky Friday Fun Facts on December 1. First of all, white rabbits. All right, let's get started with some fun facts about December 1st. Did you know, in 1955, Rosa Parks, a black woman, refused to give up her seat on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama, for a white man. This led to the Montgomery bus boycott and the civil rights movement, inciting a fight for racial equality in the Estados Unidos. Did you know, today is World AIDS Day, which is observed worldwide to raise awareness, educate people, and support those living with HIV. The day is also used to remember the millions of people who have passed from AIDS. Did you know? On December 1, 2001, the CN Tower in Toronto was lit in red as a symbol to raise awareness for AIDS research. This has since become annual event for World AIDS Day. Did you know in 1913, the Ford Company introduced the assembly line to mass produce its famous Model T car? You were there, Jerry, weren't you on the line? This innovation in production revolutionized the automotive industry and made cars more affordable for the average person. Did you know? In Iceland, it is celebrated as the first day of Yule, marking the beginning of the Christmas season. Well, we've been starting that before Thanksgiving here. It's a long, month-long event filled with various tradition festivities throughout the holidays. Did you know in 2010, NASA announced the discovery of a new life form? Dun, dun, dun. A bacterium that uses arsenic instead of phosphorus as one of its building blocks. This finding expanded our knowledge of the diversity of life and the possibilities for extraterrestrial life forms. Did you know? Today is National Eat a Red Apple Day in Estados Unidos, which encourages people to enjoy a delicious, nutritious apple. They say an apple a day keeps the doctor away. You might want to think about it. Did you know in 1988, Benazir Bhutto became the first woman to lead a Muslim major country when she was sworn in as Prime Minister of Pakistan? She held the office twice, from 1988 to 90 and 1993 to 96, and is remembered for her fight for democracy and women's rights. Woohoo! Go, girl. Today, did you know, is National Day in Romania, which celebrates the unification of Transylvania, Bessarabia, and Bukalava, and Romania in 1918. Wow, that's a lot of mouthfuls. Yep, and it's marked with a holiday of military parades, concerts, and cultural events. Did you know in the year 2000, Vicente Fox Quesada took office as the president of Mexico, ending the 71-year dominance of the Institutional Revolutionary Party, the PRI. His victory was seen as a turning point for Mexican democracy, bringing hope for political change. Did you know in 1919, the adventurer and explorer Richard Byrd made his first flight over the South Pole? He and his team took off from Little America on a journey that would make history, solidifying Byrd's legacy as a polar explorer. That was a cold day. Also today, Nagaland Statehood Day in India, which commemorates Nagaland's accession to the Indian Union. That's very good. It's celebrated with cultural programs, events throughout the state, showcasing the rich traditions and heritage of the Naga people. Did you know in 1887, Sherlock Holmes made his literary debut? Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's study, a novel, A Study in Scarlet. Yes, this character has since become an iconic figure in detective fiction and continues to inspire adaptations in books and films. Oh, I got more if you want. You do? Oh, I thought you did. Okay. The Channel Tunnel connecting the United Kingdom in 1990 with France was completed. Can you imagine? That tunnel is a symbol of a cooperation and unity between two countries and is the longest undersea tunnel in the world. Can you imagine digging, I mean, if they were a hair off or something, it's like, oh, we missed. They were very good. They didn't miss. Did you know the Malignans, a mixed ethnic mysterious group from the Appalachian region in Estados Unidos, have their own unique holiday on December 1st called Melagunian Heritage Day. It's an opportunity for people to honor and celebrate their Melagunian history and continue preserving their culture identity. If they have teeth. No, never mind. On December 1st in 1981, the famous show Hill Street Blues began its run on NBC. Ding, ding, ding. You remember that sound. Introducing American audiences to gritty, realistic police dramas. Like, we don't have enough police drama right now. The show won numerous awards and set the standards for future police series. Well, that's true. Did you know it is National Pie Day in Australia? Yay! Celebrating the delicious pastry and that staple in Australian cuisine. Pies come in various flavors, from savory meat pies to fruity fresh dessert pies are enjoyed by the people across the country. Just ask my Aussie friend. Yep, he knows. He tells me all the time. I like eating mice. He always asks me to make a sausage pie for him. Okay. Did you know, on December 1st, 1959, 12 nations, including the Estados Unidos and the Soviet Union, signed the Antarctic Treaty, which set aside Antarctica as a scientific preserve and banned military activity on the continent. The treaty promotes peaceful cooperation between nations and remains a significant milestone in protecting the Antarctic environment. Yeah, like somebody wants to go up there and do something like plant seed. Now, they have actually a seed building, I think, there, and where they have preserved millions and millions of seeds in case we have an apocalyptic time. You can go there and get yourself a seed of corn. Isn't that interesting? Right. Did you know? We're getting close to the end, kiddos. December 1st is the beginning of giving season in the Estados Unidos, a time when people donate to charities and nonprofit organizations. They volunteer, contribute to their communities. It encourages spreading the spirit of generosity and helping others less fortunate throughout the holiday. That's a wonderful thing. I do like that. And in 1991... the Ukrainians voted on a national referendum for independence from the Soviet Union. Yeah, this significant step towards self-determination led to an establishment of the Ukraine as an independent democratic country, of which they're still fighting for right now, trying to keep it there. Boy, that's a big one. All right, and the last one for today, your Finalmente Freaky Friday Fun Facts Finalmente. Ooh, I like that. December 1 is Day With or Without Art, a day of action and awareness concerning the AIDS crisis. Initiated in 1989, the day reminds the artistic community and the general public that challenges faced by those living with HIV or AIDS and acknowledges the crucial role played by artists in the fight against this disease. Wow, there's a lot of stuff going on December 1st. Well, as I said before, wishing you all a lot of white rabbits. Things are looking much better around here. My, what do you call that? My attitude. I have gone through that, and I'm feeling much better today. And my voice is hopefully showing it, so you can see. All right. This has been your Freaky Friday Fun Facts, December 1st. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow is Jerry's big event. Yeah, don't forget. I can't get there. Sorry about that. I'm wishing you all having a wonderful time at the British Bowl. Oh, I remember going. What a wonderful time. And I'm wishing you all a wonderful weekend. Hey, next week I'm driving into the city, so I'm looking forward to not having any roadblocks and having a lot of peaceful, quiet streets. Until next time, back to you in the studio.
Like December snow, that lays in the wood. You're gone too soon. I knew you should, with October skies. You brought your love, but November came, taking all I have, and time, take this sadness from me, time, bring my heart back safely, hold on to warm September, 'cause life can be like December. in this autumn world. The sun was bright, the songs were heard, and maybe fools like me are under your spell. But with leaves that fall, I hear you calling. Time, take this sadness from me. Time, bring my heart back safely. Hold on to warm September.
There we go, the Moody Blues and December Snow. And I tell you what, they're getting that out in the United Kingdom. Had a big warning out for the north of England over the weekend with the snow coming down. We are 23 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock, and you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, on 89.3. Cool FM. Happy to say it's cool in here too, which is all rather nice. So something else I didn't get a chance to do last week on Friday was to honour Shane McGowan, who was the front man of the Pogues, who died last week. And sort of his, he had this immense presence and unique talent. He was born in Kent in the United Kingdom to Irish parents. And he also gave voice to an Irish-English generation, writes author Joseph O'Connor. The first time I saw the Pogues live was at a midnight gig in Dublin in 1985, he said. He said Shane's voice was dangerous, dark, exciting, wolfish. The sound once heard, never forgotten. He yelped at the microphone as though it was about to attack him. And then he lifted eyes closed like a crooner. On stage, by his feet, by the way, was a bottle of tequila. Seven songs into the show, it was empty. You heard the influence in his music, from the Dubliners to the Clash, and you knew that what he was doing was radically new at a time, while at the same time he was utterly authentic, rooted deeply in tradition. His songs were peppered with reference to cultural figures, from writer Christy Brown to mythological hero Kuchulian, and he understood the truth that even important artists sometimes forget. If you're nothing to evolve from, you've got nowhere to go. So there we are. Shane McGowan passed away last week. Lead singer of the Pogues. So, I'm going to break a tradition. This is my first Christmas song for this year.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then we sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on the lucky one, came in like 10 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you baby, I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
Queen of New York City, when the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the jokes we were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, going by, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. I put them with my own, can't make it all alone, I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go away, bye, and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
There we have a Christmas song that will live forever, which means he will as well. Shane McGowan. He was sort of steeped in the corpus of older Irish ballad that he heard from his mother, Teresa. And this was on childhood trips to Tipperary from England, but he glimpsed something new in them, that these songs were our Chaucerian saga, our tarot cards, our odyssey, our blues, our soul music.
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. A wonderful craft, she was right for the bow. You know how the wild winds blow her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
We had 1 million bags of the best lawyer rags. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of our flying horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million ducks, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million files of old Nanny Goff's tiles and a hold of the Irish Rover.
There was old Nicky Toot, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for the set. He was tooting with skill for his sparkling quadrille till the dancers were Flubert and Betts. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk. Under and over, they all knew how it went. But he took up his stance and he sailed in the Isle of Rover.
The leader was holding from Chelsea to home. There was Shelly McGurk, who was scared of a war, and a man from Westmead come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bell Tracy from Dover. And young Mike McCann from the banks of the Bun was the skipper from the Irish Rover.
We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And a whale of a tour was reduced to the tail, with the stuffer and the captain's old dog. And the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. The boat, it will turn right over. Turned nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. And the last of the Irish Rover.
The Pogues and the Irish Rover. Time on the breakfast show, if you are keeping on time, 12 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock. If you miss the news today, don't forget we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock. Now, the Oxford, I guess this is the Oxford Dictionary Word of the Year. Right. If you're any good at chatting up or flirting with a potential partner or partners, if so, you may already have Riz, even if you didn't know it. Didn't even hear of it before now. I've heard of Rizzler. Do you remember Rizzler? You used to get into tobacco or stuff and roll them up together. There were sort of cigarette papers, Rizzler. But Riz, yes, the Oxford word of the year. Internet slang for romantic appeal or charm is mostly used by young people. Now, there's a surprise. It was one of 8 words on a shortlist, all chosen to reflect the mood, ethos, or preoccupations of 2022. 3. The list was narrowed down in a public vote before Oxford lexicographers made the final decision. So what is risen? Do you have it? The word might not mean anything to you. You're absolutely right, if you're not Generation Z. But it's used massively online, with billions of views of the hashtag Riz on TikTok. There might be a reason why I haven't seen it before. According to Oxford University Press, which publishes the Oxford English Dictionary, it is defined as style, charm, or attractiveness. Oh, good grief, I didn't even know it, but I've already got it. There we go, never mind. Style, charm, and attractiveness. That about just sums it up. And the ability to attract a romantic or sexual partner. Well, I've got my wife, and I don't need anything else. It can also be used as a verb in sayings such as to riz up, which means to attract, seduce, or chat someone up. It is essentially a newer version of game, defined as skill, prowess, and the ability to attract others sexually by using one's charm. Right. Okay. I'll stick with Rizzlers. This is Grateful Dead. This was a new word for us when I was a kid. Trucking.
Trucking. Got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking. Like the dude of man. Together. More or less in line. Just keep trucking. Home, home, home.
Flashing marquees out on Main Street, Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Dallas got a soft machine. Houston too close to New Orleans. New York got the ways and means and just won't let you be.
Meet on the street speak of true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they gotta get going. Out of the door and down to the street all alone.
Chugging like the dude I man. Once told me you got to pay your hand. Sometimes the cars ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down.
Like a travel.
occurs to me. What a long, strange trip it's been. Trucking, I'm going home. Whoa, whoa, baby, back where I belong. Back home, sit down and patch my bones and get back trucking. Come on.
There we go, yes, so that's so Grateful Dead and trucking. Talking and trucking. And strange words.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Boy, yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Was a dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth hauling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. Good 10-4, about 5 mile or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Negatory, Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hulk is starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy's sake, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them sitting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars, tanks, jeeps, and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears, and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke, with 1,000 screaming trucks, and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Yeah, rubber duck to Sodbuster, come on there. Yeah, 10-4, Sodbuster, listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Well, there's some words in there that you might not come across before. That is Convoy from C.W. McCall. It was a 1975 novelty song, and it was voiced by Bill Price on there. along with Chip Davis. It became a number one song on both the country and the pop charts in the United States, and is listed 96, I think it is, among the Rolling Stone magazine's 100 greatest country songs of all time, written by McCall and Chip Davis. The song spent 6 weeks at number one on the country charts, 1 week at number one on the pop charts, and the song went to number one in Canada as well, hitting the top of the RPM top singles chart in January the 24th of 1976. Also peaked at number two over there in the UK. Yes, indeed, you see. It helped us sort of get involved with the CB radio. Remember I had one of the old Toyota Celicas in those days, and the aerial was huge. And I used to go up to a place called Alexander Palace, Ali Pali, in North London, and because it was very, very high. It's where they had the BBC transmissions at the time. It was very, very high, so you used to get a good signal up there. Can't remember what my handle was now. Probably the oil man or something silly. Anyway, that's brought us to this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
There was to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but tell it to my double espresso. Michael says he's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go, let's go. He's cherry with a G, and now with a J. If it's cherry with a G, then you got it okay.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream. She's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. For a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Earth Show with Jerry D.
Going back in time, started off there with Daydream, a song by the American folk rock band The Loving Spoonful, written by John Sebastian, and issued as a single February of 1966, and was the title track of their second album, released the following month. The song was a Loving Spoonful's third consecutive single to enter the top 10 in the United States, and it was their best performing to that point, reaching number 2. Single's European release coincided with a British and Swedish promotional tour, leading the song to be the band's first major hit outside of North America as well. It top sales charts in Canada and Sweden, and it was ultimately the band's most successful record in the United Kingdom, where it reached number 2. Yes, remember it well. Following on from that was A Groovy Kind of Love. Now, that was written by Tony Wine, and together with Carol Bayer-Sager, based on a medley by the classical composer Muzio Clementi. Now, the original rendition was recorded by the American singing duo Diane and Anita, and released as Groovy Kind of Love, with too many O's in it, E's and things, on the French EP, One by One, in 1965. Covered by numerous people, including that one by the Mindbenders, and Phil Collins did it as well. The Mindbenders, they were an English beat group from Manchester in England, originally the backing group to or for one Wayne Fontana, and they were one of several acts that were successful in the mid-1960s British invasion of the United States. But invasions go two ways. We got Tamla.
Come on.
Oh dear, oh dear. Tamla Motown, Four Tops there. I can't help myself. What great music. All I can say about those times are... That is Mary Hopkins. Mary Hopkins, and those were the days. And it was credited to Gene Reskin, who put a new English lyric to the Russian romance song. I'm not even going to try in Russian. Oh, it says here, it translates to Dorogoy Dinoyuyu, literally. Anyway, that was Mary Hopkins, and those were the days. 1968. was when that was released by Mary Hopkins. It was her debut single, and actually backed on the Apple label. And it was produced by Paul McCartney of the Beatles and arranged by Richard Hewson. And became a number one hit on the UK singles chart and on the Canadian RPM magazine chart as well. That song also reached number two. Not bad, is it? On the Billboard Hot 100. Behind Hey Jude by the Beatles. Well, it would have been a bit rude, wasn't it, to be number one and the Beatles number two, considering their song was produced by Paul McCartney. Those were the days. And I tell you what, we actually believed at that as well. You know, when you're young, 1968, I was 19, I was playing that on Forces Radio Sharjah, right on the day. So there we go. But I tell you what, shit happens. It really does. Because you'd be surprised how quickly you end up being older. Now, good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning, happy Monday.
It is happy because we're cool.
Oh, yes.
We are very cool today.
Too cold, I guess.
You what? It's too cold now.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes, because before, remember, I had to put on the fan.
Mm-hmm.
And today I didn't have to.
So. Okay, so I'm saving money. Good, there's no place in some people. Oh, we have, you know, he's sitting here in a bikini, and and now you got a fur coat on today, have you?
Yes, now I have to wear a jacket.
Oh, I tell you what, but you know what? I said to Christina yesterday,
mm-hmm.
It feels like a different type of cold. There's absolutely sort of no humidity, is there? It's what I would call crisp.
Yeah, something feels different. Yeah. Smells different, I don't know. Something is different, yeah.
Smells different.
It's not the same brand, right?
It is exactly the same brand. Yeah, we intentionally tried to get the same brand because of the fittings. And it turned out that all the fittings, and so it was very, very easy. We had a chap called Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very good because he came in on the Thursday, you know, when we were, it was our second day of heat.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in during the day, and he came and had a look at it. We did find a machine
mm-hmm.
from a company, but they weren't going to have it in their warehouse mm-hmm. until Wednesday mm-hmm. of this week. And so we thought we'd try and find something out. And Antonio went off. He found can't remember the name of the company now, but they had one. They had it in stock, and we paid for it. And they said we'll deliver it first thing tomorrow morning. Bang! It was here first thing on Friday. Not long after. In fact, it was just as well we finished the show early because it arrived then.
mm-hmm.
Had to get it up. So, and then Antonio came on Saturday morning, early, 8 o'clock, and fitted it.
Oh, wow, that's great.
So, yeah, there's some good people out there. So, mm-hmm. yeah. And, oh, what a relief.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as you know, I mean, I was more concerned about what was happening with the equipment, really, than anything else. But
exactly.
Everything's working.
Mm-hmm.
Even me. And you, talking of things not working,
mm-hmm.
you don't have your car.
Yeah, something is broken.
But I mean, when you were driving it, did you notice anything?
No, I just say the light turn on.
Uh huh.
And it says error 89.
Okay, you know what that means? You've had it so long, you've got to take it to be serviced so they can make money.
Yeah, that's possibly true.
you took it and they said it was an electrical issue.
That's what they said at the beginning, but today he just sent me a shop and they said, no, it's not an electric problem. They just have to change the sensor, the thermostat sensor or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's not too bad then, is it? At least you know now.
Yeah.
Because you were saying earlier on, I'm going over there because they've not said anything.
Yeah.
But now they have. And when they say it'll be ready?
They have no idea because they haven't bought the thing.
You see, they don't have the part, do they?
Hmm?
They don't have the part.
No.
Why is it? Why is... Somebody please explain to me why is it that these people that sell cars here, and it doesn't matter who they are, they don't have the parts? You know, you'd think they'd have simple things like the thermostat sensor, or you'd think they'd have these in stock, wouldn't
mm-hmm,
you?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that, because yours is what, a Chrysler?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, you know...
Chevrolet.
Is it what?
Chevrolet.
Uh-huh. Okay. Begins with a C. Don't push me. So, you know, I'm sure Chevrolet, when there are quite a few, if you see them on the road now,
mm-hmm.
you'd think, I'm pretty sure they use the same sensor in most of their models,
mm-hmm.
you know, most of their engines. So why is it that these people never have spares?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, it's very, very frustrating. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, when I go back to the days when I took my car to the agents, I got a Land Rover. I love it. It's 13 years old and looks as if it was made yesterday.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I love that car, but we're having a problem with the electrics.
Mm-hmm.
The battery was sort of draining every sort of few days. It seems to have started doing again. Mm-hmm. But eventually, you know, over a valley, we couldn't find the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took it to the workshop, and they had it for a week, and they couldn't find the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually it came back and said, it's the alternator.
Mm-hmm.
Yet when I picked it up, it was fine after that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I said, well, how much is it for a new alternator?
Mm-hmm.
$3,500.
Oh, gosh.
$3,500 for an alternator. And mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they're made by somebody like Bosch.
Mm-hmm.
I bought on the internet a Bosch alternator specifically for my car, Freelander, $350. You know, I'm sorry, but there is no other reason or no other explanation mm-hmm. than theft.
Yeah.
That is theft.
Wow.
I'm sorry, it's absolutely disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
$3,500 for an oil. I said to the guy, the young man who was there, he said, oh, and he sort of looked at it for $3,500. He looked embarrassed, and I'm not bloody surprised either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, all right, people that buy Land Rovers and Range Rovers, I mean, mine's the same, mine's old, but they, you know, they pay a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And they go there and they say, oh, well, yes, I'm sorry, so it's the alternator, $3,500. Oh, that's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
No, that really disgusted me. It really, really
yeah.
did. So anyway, there's my. Thank you for introducing my rant for the day. You know. And of course now,
mm-hmm.
with a lot of these cars, you're going to have to wait longer for your parts.
Yeah.
Because they come from China.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many Chinese cars on the road. Have you noticed?
Yes. Because
mm-hmm. they always look really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's not exactly cool, but it's it's not nearly as old as me. Anyway, apart from that, it must have made your weekend rather difficult, didn't it?
Kind of, but we were driving around as a family.
Yes, as you do, out of desperation.
Because my dad has taken me everywhere, you know. This weekend I had to do a lot of things, so
that's nice.
We were all together.
Mm, that's nice.
Yeah, we had a nice time.
See, if you bought Ian a car, he'd be all right. he'd be able to take you around. If you've got to wait for the part,
mm-hmm.
Have you got an Uber account?
No.
Oh, okay. Have you still got to go there today?
No, I'm not going because he said he will.
You know what the problem is.
He will
now.
Let me know. Yeah.
He's very lucky he did that, isn't he? Because you were going to go with a stick.
Well, yeah, it's possible.
And did he give you any idea when it'll be ready?
No.
Because we are in December, so it probably won't be ready till next year, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, but if it's the Chevrolet,
mm-hmm.
there shouldn't be no problem because they've just got to get them down from the States.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you could probably go online and buy one from Rock Auto, dirt
mm-hmm.
cheap.
Mm-hmm.
How old's your car now?
It's from 2015.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You've not had much trouble with it, have you, really?
No. For me, it's very good. It's a very good car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine, because the Land Rover is an off-road car.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think that, you see, there's a big difference between off-road and all-terrain.
Mm-hmm.
All-terrain vehicles means that they go anywhere in the countryside and on the beach and places like that.
Mm-hmm.
Off-road means it goes to the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to the shop quite often to have a rest. I think I just about rebuilt the car.
Mm-hmm.
Because recently, I put in new shock absorbers, new drive shafts, new springs, and mind you, it's new engine mounts. Mind you, what a difference that made.
Mm-hmm.
See, there we go. If it's ever up for sale, I'll tell you what, it's the best Freelander. It won't be up to sale. It'll probably be about 50 years old because I'm going to keep it till I die. right, anyway, we got anything else to moan about? What are you doing with yourself today, apart from a lot of walking?
Today I have just to work and go to the gym.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, is the gym very far? Because by the time you walk there and walk back, I mean, you don't need to go. You know that, don't you?
Well, yes, it is from home because it is in Via Brasil. So,
oh, Via Brasil, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not that far from here, but from home
it is. It depends. It sounds a long way away from me. Via Brasil, that's a long way away.
No, it's not.
Cool, blimey. Can't have a lie down just thinking about it. Anyway, do we have... I know we do. We've got a couple of good ones. People born on this day in the world of music.
Mm-hmm. And we got two, and they were born the same year.
I know.
1944. The first one, it's going to be Chris Hillman.
Okay.
American musician who, with the Birds, had the 1965 UK and US number one single, Mr. Tambourine Man. He was also a member of Flying Burrito Brothers and the Southern Hillman Furay Band. Hillman was a key figure in the development of country rock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's the name... I don't know if I'd want to be in a group that calls themselves, was it the Flying Burrito Brothers?
I love that name.
You know, it sounds like a technique. I mean, there should be... I'm sure there's must be a Mexican restaurant called that somewhere.
Yes,
you know? It's for a restaurant, it's great. I'm not so sure for a group. But the Birds, spelled with a Y, by the way, Y-R-D-S, was a brilliant group.
Oh, yeah?
Here's Mr. Tambourine Man. Mr. Tambourine Man. Of course, that was a Bob Dylan song. It was a song written by Bob Dylan and released as the first track of the acoustic side of his March 1965 album, which was called Bring It All Back Home. And the popularity of the song led Dylan to record it live many times. Hello, yes, Whisper. Oh. I tell you, because we've got a guest with us in the studio at the moment. Arrived all hot. It's Mary Lou's with us here in the studio. Go on, say hello. Go on, hang on. Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
See, it's so nice. How long have we been chatting? Forever.
Yeah, a lot of years.
And you're here. It's great.
Yeah, it was a surprise.
It was, wasn't it? Anyway, how are you keeping? How's retirement? Because you were avid. We got all your news about travelling into work in the mornings and the problems on the buses, and now you're retired. We don't get our reports.
No, because I've been lazy.
No, the retirement
isn't... I don't wake up early.
That's the whole point of being retired, you know? So, anyway, look, it's lovely to see you. Thank you so much for popping in. And now you know where we live.
Oh, yeah.
come and see us any time. So, anyway, great to have Mary Lou. And Yasmin sort of disappeared off into the distance. She'll be back in a moment. But in the meantime... here she is. She's back. I love live radio. And that's all right. So I was just telling you, chatting with Mary Lou.
Mm-hmm. And it's so nice to see her.
You know, all these years.
Yes.
You know, all these years we've chatting, and it's the first time we've met.
Exactly.
It's lovely to see you. And the studio is your studio, so you're welcome anytime.
I'll tell you that. But I love you nuts.
No, but, well, okay, but you'll have to get up. You'll have to get up early. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
And, anyway, listen, we got another Born on This Day in music. Who's this one? Yes.
The next one is Dennis Wilson, mm-hmm. American musician, singer, and songwriter, who co-founded the Beach Boys. He is the best remembered as their drummer and as the middle brother of bandmates Brian and Carl Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
1966 UK and US number one single, Good Vibrations, plus over 25 other UK top 40 singles.
And I tell you what, Beach Boys sounds a lot better than the Flying Burritos, don't you think?
Happy one.
go. That was Help Me Rhonda. You know what I intended to play originally, don't you? Good Vibrations. But I didn't.
Oh, so what happened?
Nothing. Old age. Oh, that's what happened. Old age. Okay. Creeps up on you now, very quickly.
It doesn't matter. It's a good song anyway.
It was a good song. Mm-hmm. But it's very strange because, look, we've got a message here from Rowena and Phil.
Hello.
Good morning, Rowena and Phil.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, but hello to Mary Lou. Happy retirement. See, you're famous.
Yes.
Yeah. They don't
She's
even.
Part of the show.
They don't, yeah, exactly. They don't know why I do the show. Good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your many listeners. Hearing you speak about cars, could you please play I Get Around by the Beach Boys? Since the first week of No Matt Van with our name change in Denver. Oh, okay. We are now 2 hours behind you, so I'm playing catch up when I start listening to you and you're in your last hour, Rowena. You're listening, that's the main thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, since our first week of November with our time change. Oh, there we go. And in your last hour, speech to text cannot be trusted. Tell me about it. But have you noticed, because on WhatsApp now you can actually correct yourself. You can edit. If you see, because sometimes you send it, then you read it and say, oh, that's not right. If you click or right-click on it, or left, yeah, left, right, well, click on one side of your mouse, and you'll get a list down. There's an edit, and when you edit it, it brings it back out. You can change it. And then when you've finished, it puts it back again, which I find very, very useful. Anyway, you asked if we could play the Beach Boys. I Get Around.
Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around.
Never been beat,
and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right.
Go, yes, I Get Around. That's for Rowena and Phil this morning. And hope you guys are keeping well. And make sure you stay away from the weather, whatever it is, hot or cold. We don't seem to have anything in between right now. And Rowena, thank you very much. And Phil, you could keep well. And also, Renee and Rick this morning, they said hi to Mary Lou. We were talking about the teachers being on strike. And I said, really, I'm surprised anybody noticed. Yes, that's me getting into trouble again. Anyway, you don't have to go and find your car now because you know what they're going to be doing with it.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There we go. So, anyway, you have a good day.
Thank you very much, and you too.
All right, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I got one track which is probably going to take us to the end of this morning's show. It's from Medusa. Tell It to My Heart, featuring Hozier on this one.
I can work you out. Are you thinking about something big?
can feel it in every single thing that you're not seeing.
Was called Tell It to My Heart, and that is Medusa together with Hosea. And that's it then. I'm off. Yes, we've managed to survive with all our clothes on this morning because it's not been too hot. Anyway, let's say our thanks, big thanks of course to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter. She's on her way into town. She's going to be popping in to see us a little bit later on. And so thanks to Ingrid, and of course we had our Freaky Fun Facts for Friday today because we missed them on Friday, and Ingrid does a lot of work on those, so we've put them in today. So if you were thinking it's Friday, no, you still have to come to work tomorrow. So big thanks to Ingrid, big thanks to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, who does all our work on social media, bookings, etc., etc. And also to my co-producer Neil Danby over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. Spoke to him yesterday. He's going to be here in the new year, which will be rather nice. And also big thanks to the boys and girls at Group of Grotta, who keep us up and running here on The Breakfast Show. And also big thanks to Mary Lou. She popped in to see us this morning. What a lovely surprise. And after all those years, she actually put a face to the name. Lovely. Big thanks to Mary Lou. Our home is your home, so you can come anytime you like. So there we go. And also then a big thanks to all of you, the rest of you that aren't in the studio. Our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Back with you tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning. Whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, what do we say? Do it carefully. All right, from me, Jerry D, till then. Oh, yes, don't forget, I want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. So until then, look after yourselves. And from me, Jerry D, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.